here's a story from The World.
The war in Ukraine has decimated that country's small businesses. By March, nearly half of them had closed. Now, 4 months into the conflict, millions of Ukrainians are returning home, including many entrepreneurs. Reporter Ashley Westerman has the story of one small shop in the capital, Kyiv, that has reopened its doors.
Hi. Finnick Family is a boutique coffee shop and dried goods store that sits on a sloping hill near Kyiv city center. The store's owner, Ilana Kucharian, welcomes us in with a big smile.
Maybe something cold drinks.
The small, brightly lit shop is lined with neatly designed packages of goods from Ukraine, Armenia, the Middle East, and as far as Hawaii. Dried pears, figs, and peaches, mixed seed bags, and their specialty, dates with fillings.
For example, Philadelphia and orange crunch.
Initially opened in 2020, the store was a dream for Kocharian and her husband.
Because it was for us a dream to open such a boutique in this sphere. Because earlier in Ukraine, dried fruits...
They were terrible,
yes. It
was. Their dream came to an abrupt halt earlier this year when Russia invaded Ukraine and started shelling the capital. Kocharian and her family fled to Europe, and for 2 months they waited out the war in Austria.
But we wanted to come home and to open the shop and to continue our work. It's difficult, yes, but we have to work and we will work every day.
The shop reopened on May 30th, and they're just breaking even, Kocharian says. Compared to before the war, they're making 5 times less in store and 10 times less in online orders. There's also been some supply issues, and they've had to lower some prices. But she says they'll stay open.
That's why we decided that we will work, and we are ready for anything.
The International Organization on Migration's latest numbers show that some 4.5 million Ukrainians displaced by the war have returned home. IOM Communications Officer Varvara Zatlutenko explains some of the reasons why.
Some of them have exhausted all their resources. Also, if the security situation is much better, it also facilitates a return.
Still, more than a third of the returnees say they feel unsafe, and they're ready to move again if they have to, she says. This uncertainty is acutely felt by small business owners who like stability, says Oksana Myronko. She's with the European Business Association, a nonprofit based in Kyiv.
Money loves silence, and it's really hard to predict something when you don't understand what will be next in the country and where the rocket will be next.
Her group found that now only 17% of small businesses in Ukraine remain closed because of the war, compared to 42% in March. And with no end to the war in sight, financial sustainability for many of these businesses is deteriorating, she says. Only 5% of small businesses say they have enough money to stay open for at least a year. Finnick Family Store in Kyiv is one of those businesses. Owner Ilana Kocharian says she will keep her shop open as long as she can. It's her livelihood, and she doesn't want to leave Kyiv again.
I think that all will be good. All will be good, but not in 1 year, not in 2 years. It will be good in several years. But Ukraine is the good country.
She says she saw a social media post recently that used the Ukrainian flag as an analogy for displaced people. The flag is blue on top to represent the sky and yellow on the bottom to represent the wheat grown on the rich Ukrainian land.
The one part of Ukrainian are under the safe sky in Europe, in other countries, but they have no ground. And we are now here, me, my family, we have ground, we have our home, but we have not safe sky.
For The World, I'm Ashley Westerman in Kyiv.